Check one, two. Today is the 16th of January, 2020. This is my third entry, which is coincidentally the third entry of season one. So I feel a bit of cohesiveness. In these entries that I've done, and if you are new to the podcast, then you're probably not 100% aware of this, so I'm just going to go ahead and fill you in. I've switched things up from the podcast that you may have attuned to previously. I've made them more truer. I've just kind of put myself more into it. And I wanted to kind of try things a tad more different. Not that I didn't do so before. I just realized that there is a level of service that you can exude and provide to others while also looking after yourself. It's almost in like a therapeutic type of way or manner. But anyway, so today is Thursday. And a part of me would feel backed up or pressured in moments like this, but that's not where I'm at right now. And a lot of that goes into trying some things out differently, not overextending myself, but most importantly, just kind of listening to myself and loving myself more. There is a level of success, and this is probably the part of the podcast where I feel like I'm servicing others. But there's a part of success in whatever level or manner you perceive it, where you are giving yourself more to others. But I want to make sure that I remain in the moment, and that's ultimately my message for today. Enjoying what's in the moment, despite the shortcomings or I wouldn't say negative emotions, but the emotions that may be a little or a tad uncomfortable for you. So for me, it's just I woke up. Actually, I didn't wake up. I thought about it before I went to sleep. So I maybe talked to myself about it in the morning. Shout to everybody that talks to themselves. They say it's a sign of genius. But I was reminiscing about some of the past relationships that I had via the vocations that I entertained. And I try my best to kind of focus on the positives of it, but I also remember the parts of it that drove me to be where I am now. And there is a power in recognizing the contentment of the choices that you've made and understanding that those are manifestations of who you are in those choices that you've made. Are there things that I would like to change? Of course. I think people like me understand or try to understand the importance of relationships, you know, having that counterpart. And a lot of us have been programmed, probably all of us have been in some manner, programmed to attach ourselves to a counterpart. And you can call it the experiences I had coming up, movies I watched, songs that I've listened to, whatever it is. You know, I heavily dwelled on having that counterpart. But then there are also other things that come along with that. And so, you know, I'm taking that part and I'm creating some really cool things, I think. Well, I'm And I feel like I'm still in the early stages of it, even though some may differ. But I ultimately feel like it's still on the cusp of something else greater that I've not quite tapped into or shown my following yet. But either way, just trying to stay content in the moment, you know, service the clients that I have, and most importantly, look out for the well-being of number one and how that relates to the other people on my team, or the other people that I'm close to. So that's basically it. You know, if you guys have something that you want to say, if you want to discuss something, and if you're just feeling like you're alone, or you don't have anybody in your corner, feel free to reach out to, if not me, reach out to someone that you trust. You know, if you feel like you don't have anybody that you can trust, there are a plethora of methods and means that you can speak with someone and get that form of therapy that I feel like all humans need by way of the course of life. AZRELAZITGETZ. That's my Snapchat. That's my Instagram. That is my Twitter. That is one of the homepages that I'm building. I am also still promoting my Tumblr page. I've had some issues with my Tumblr page. People have been dropping by and liking my most recent review. But it wasn't registering somehow, and so I'm trying to work that out. I'm not really clear on it. Bear with me, but feel free to stop by. It's azinemagazine.tumblr.com. And, you know, drop me a line. Let me know that you heard about me from the podcast. I'm developing some things to give away and reward people that have decided to share their time with me. That's how I look at it. You guys are the reason that I'm staying afloat amid my dreams. So wishing you guys a really great week. Love each other. But most importantly, love yourself.